Hilchos Shaar Avos HaTumah, Perek Tes Yud Yud Alf. To Perek Tes, Rambam is going to begin a new discussion of another type of Tumah, Maim Shu'uvim and Kisvei HaKedush. And the further program, the Rambam will discuss other types of Tumahs. Halacha Aleph Zag the Rambam Haba Reisha V'Rubei B'Maim Shu'uvim. If one enters into a body of water, the majority of his guf, Oy Shunaflu Al Reisha V'Al Rubei Shloshes Lugin Maim Shu'uvim. Doesn't go into a pool of water. Water fell on him. Drawn water, three log, nitma, he becomes tummy. Again, this is not a deiraisa tumma, it's a derabanan tumma. So he's considered a sheni latumma, the haino he's forbidden to eat truma until he goes to mikveh. Vim nogaba ichlin, also is in shlishi. And being that he's a sheni midrabanan, he makes food truma to be a shlishi. Again, midrairaisa, food cannot be matama food, only midrabanan. And also midrairaisa, the lost level of food, that a food can become tami, is a sheni. The Chacham Amar Geizer that teruma can be a shlishi and that kachrim can be a revi. Fine. So for this individual who's bar reishiv rubah b'maim shuvim, he can be metama teruma to be a shlishi. If him noga b'mashkin, if he touches liquids, timon v'asa isan tchila latama ichlun mashkin echerim. As we learned yesterday, that mayim nasim tchila, the Chacham made a gzera that water should always become a rishon because of gzera of mashkin dezav. Just like any fluid that leaves dezav is a rishon. So too, any liquid that comes in contact with the tumah also becomes addition to be matama other items. But this water that came in contact with a person who was tami midrabanan does not have the koyach to be matama kelim, because as the Rambam there mentioned, only water that came in contact with a tumah whose makir is a deiraisa dika tumah can we say it can be matama kelim, or the chetzenis of the kli, or the primis of the kli, whatever it is. But if the makir of this tumah that touch the water is a derabanan dikatume, that water cannot further be matama kelim. The pneuma goes through tumah adam zeh. Why is the person who's bara yishivru b'maim shuvim tomei? The pnei shohoyu tovul yoyim toivim b'maidois shimimeim roim. Because people go to mikveh in pools of water, in caves, that the water smelled, it was stagnant water. V'hoyu reichsim achakim b'maim shuvim yofim derech nekiyos. They would rinse themselves and they would shower afterwards. People, the shower is what's metayit. So it's to remind people, it's not the shower that makes you tayit, it's the tevila b'mikveh with the proper kavanah. Someone who's not a tevil yom, a regular person who is tayit. The moment he goes to mikveh, he doesn't need herav shemesh, because the whole sheresh of this gzeira is the rabbanon. So just like we learned yesterday, a person who eats oichlon amashkin tmeim also becomes tamei. The moment he goes to mikveh, he doesn't need herav shemesh. So too, kelim. That are tami midrabanan because they came in contact with water that is tami midrabanan. Kevin sheit bilam toaru ve'enon tzrichan herav shemesh v'pnishu ikar tumis elu midivrei. This is nekuda. Being that the sheirush of this tumis is the rabbanan dika tumah, we cannot expect, the chachamim didn't extend the gzera to say that the items that become tami on the account of the rabbanan dika tumah extend even to require herav shemesh. Rather, the moment they go to mikveh the tahir. If the water was poured onto him from different kelim, if there was a continuous flow, there was no time of pause of between the first and second keli, mitstarfin. Im lav, if first he poured the first keli, waited, then the second keli was poured in mitstarfin. Naflum abra kelim, if it fell from four kelim, in a mitstarfin. If the water only fell on his head, not on his goof. Happens if the water was put in his head from on top, and you don't have rev ha-goof. Has to go from his head onto his torso, his chest, not from his waist down, like the natural flow of water. If he dipped his head in without any part, other part of his body, he went up to his neck, not his head. Or he put his head in a bomishar gufay rubay b'maim shu'uvim milamato imenatzad, and then half of his body he tilted in. And he said, "Tayr, actually, Yavi Roshay Verubi Hasamach LaRoshay." He has to do like a dive. The majority of his head and the neck and the chest also has to go into the water. Kedakut. Gimel Habami Roshay Verubi Hachetzi B'Maim Shuvim. If his Rosh in half of his rave is Maim Shuvim, for Nafla Hachetzi Ha'Acher Maim Shuvim, and the other rave of him, what was poured onto? However, Hachetzi B'Nefil of Hachetzi B'Bia, and he said, "Tayr, Dal." If the water that he is in contact with, part of it is shol, part of it is natural, it's a natural spring. These three logs that fell into a person who's tohi, or he entered into this water. The water itself is tahi, but it makes a person tahi. Now that he's tahi, it makes the water sheni. Hari hamayim elu tameim, sharei noga b'sheni. Farei elu hamayim eidman lezeh hatoi, timeino, oisei v'timanu. We made him tahi, and now he's making us tahi as well. Lachehe. So now that I'm discussing kisvi hakedush. Nach, but in those days, the way it was written on a scroll, not like a copied sefer. Bor yishoyno, hoi manichin ki karush otrum b'vetzad asfarim. The mice would come, they would find the food, and they would nibble on the scrolls, and it would destroy, it would ruin the sfarim. The fika gazru should call truma shenaga ve'echem kisvei hakedush nitmeis. If truma comes in contact with kisvei hakedush makes a tummy. V'rei hi kishlishi l'tumah, kilo naga b'sheni. V'nim so call kisvei hakedush peisen es a truma k'sheni. So kisvei hakedush v'etzem is a sheni. If it can be passed on truma to make it a shlishi, means it's on the darge v'sheni. V'lo yoid. Mer von dem Mishol Yadav Tahoiris. For now, Gaberch Mekisvei Hakedush. Nasu Yadav Shnius. His hand become a sheni. Matamen is a truma v'samashin. Afal pish ein hayadayim mitamois elam erishin l'tuma k'moishu b'yanu. Like I learned in Perikhes yesterday, that yadayim can only become tami from erishin. Harihim matamois min hasefer. The Chacham Mogoyze that the rabbanim dika tuma they can become tami. Even from a sefer to be considered a sheni. Ritzus tefillin imat tefillin. The actual box, the cube of the tefillin and the ritzuos, vigilain shebesefer shalamaylon v'shalamaton shebatchila v'shebasoyif, k'shem chubarim lasefer on the margins around the ksav of a sefer Torah. V'sefer shenimchak minishtar boy shemayna v'chamish aisis. Where you have a sefer Torah, and only 85 letters are remaining. U'migil shekasuv ba shemaynem v'chamish aisis kapashus v'hi bin seharin. Or lachatchila you begin to write a parchment that has 85 aisis, like the letters of v'hi bin soya. Hare elu matamna sayadaim. This ksav has kedusha enough to impart tumah to someone who touches it to make his hands a sheni. Targum shuvezer shuvedaniel, the scripture that's written in Aramaic, harehu mekal kisvei hakedush. Aval targum shekasavi ivris, if however you took Daniel, then you wrote in lashon kedush. The ivris shekasavi targum. You take Ivris, you take a chumash, and you write it in Aramaic. Oy shekasu kisvei hakedush b'ksav ivri. You take the chumash, instead of writing ksav ashur, you write it in ksav ivri. Einam entamen asayidayim ad shuksuvim ashuris al ha'oyr u b'dyoy. Ches a case of halil ushma letinik l'hislamit boy. It's like a pamphlet, like a copy for students to learn from. Afal pisha ein nirashay, because you cannot write. You shouldn't write to Megillah with parshas achadus with individual parshas from the Torah. Hare elu matamnas hayadayim. Test hamashichos v'horatzuos shetfaron l'sefer. Strings of skin or of the hide of an animal that a person sews into the sefer Torah. Afal b'she'in derashad l'kaimon, because men shemukubaron l'sefer matamnas hayadayim. As long as they're still connected, they're still the matamnas hayadayim. Ideally, you cannot use them because you need a gidim from the behema. You cannot take some pieces of leather to sew the daffin together. Yud tik shal sefer v'teva shal sefer u'mitpachis svarim the cases and the guard clothes of sefer teira bismanshin tefuris matamnas hayadayim, if they are sewn to the sefer teira, like the svardim have, the sefer teira is part of the case. It's connected to the box. Then it's matame. Aval habrachis. We have the Baruch Shem Averich. They would have a tablet that would show the brachis. Afal pish yesh behem ma'isa shol shem, amin yonis harber shol teira, inam atamina sayadayim. Fine. Yudalath. Sifri minim, inam atamina sayadayim. Parshu seito, hoyu v'lamchikai medes, inam atamina sayadayim. Fine. Moedik. Perik Hasidi. This perik the name is Mavayid. The din of a teful yom. And then he is going to summarize at the end of the perik different levels of tumah that we're discussing till now. It's a theme that the Rambam does throughout his Sha'ar HaTumah. We learned it a couple days ago, where he summarized a big chelak of from the beginning from the beginning of Sefer Tahara till then, and he's going to do it in the following prakim as well. Every couple of prakim to give a kitzur. Perik Yud Halacha of Kol Hamitami Ba'av Ma'av HaTumah is any item, anything that contracts tumah. It's time until it goes to mikveh. Taval, rikashin, lutumah, achiyar of shimshoi. Shnember, b'mayim yuv v'tamei, ad ho'erev v'tahei, akosiv kodol, t'vul yev tamei, t'vul herev shemesh. If it comes in contact with the truma, it's place of the truma. Echot v'ul yev, b'tumah chamura, k'gen shetavah mizivos, or b'tumah smes v'tzaraas, whether he's an av and he's going to mikveh. V'echot v'ul yev, b'tumah sheret zuchay yitzaboy, or he's going to mikveh because he's a rishon. The same thing applies. You have to wait till Herev Shemesh. V'chol haton Herev Shemesh, v'inod dami kelim, b'im idivri teri, b'im idivrihem, herei hu kishenu l'tumay tshara shimshoi. Till Herev Shemesh, till the sun goes down, it's considered a sheni. Hainu, he can eat maisa sheni, but he cannot eat truma. Gimel, t'vul yoyim, pesel achli ha-truma v'mashka truma. Person who's a t'vul yoyim, pasels, disqualifies, food and drink of truma, v'achli ha-kedosh, v'mashka ha-kedosh, pesel ha-kedosh, ketzad, how so? Because he's a sheni, if he touches truma, makes the truma shlishi. Mechinim naga b'mashkin shol truma timon, v'rayhim shlishi l'tumah. Naga t'vo yim b'mashkin shol kodesh, timon. Doesn't just passel them, he's matama them, meaning he disqualifies it and gives it the ability that if it comes in contact with other kachim, those other kachim also become disqualified. V'rayhim revi l'tumah.
No, 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 no,
right, it makes it, the varte is that if he touches the truma and the truma touches the kodesh becomes tum.
The same touch the kodesh?
Yeah. But the same thing applies.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't say beferush, but that's the inyan. Avalam noga tvul yoim. Being that he's a sheni, you don't have chulin that's a sheni. Yadayim that are shnias cannot make food chulin into a sheni. Whether he's a mechusik kipurim or tvul yoyim, before head of shemesh, in terms of being metamek kachin, the same then applies. Mashkin can never be a shnia. Ela mashkin tchilo liyoylom. Mid rabbanon mashkin always become a rishon. Chutz. Fine. What the Rambam is saying that a tvul yoyim can make kachrim a revi, it doesn't mean that from a sheni becomes a revi. The vart is that he has the ability to make truma and kachrim tame. But truma, it's only as a shlishi. Dahainu, what he touches as truma, that's it. If that truma touches something else, it cannot pass it. But kachrim, if that truma to touch kachrim,
can be revi.
Yeah.
As in kodesh, choliot revi, truma lo choliot revi.
Right. So it's madreig. Yeah. Kachrim is mochamer.
Negabo shlishi be truma, ma kore bo yitfo?
זה פסול, yeah. זה פסל אותו.
ורבי?
אם התרומה הזאת נוגע בקודשם, זה פסל גם את הקודשם. כאילו זה, the tomb extends further. דלת, כל התמיין. בין חמורים, בין קלם. משכן, whether it's an av or ish, משכן היצא מהם כגן רוקן ומי מרגליהן, הרי הם כמשכן שיגו בהן. Any fluid that leaves the goof, that's tommy, takes in the same gather as the goof itself. Eilav eilav rishon l'tumah k'meishu b'yarnu. Chutz mizav ha-chaveirav, dahainu azav azav enidah yeledas, shemashkin ha-yitzim mehen av ha-tumah. Mashkin sh'azav ha-chaveirav negim behen t'chilom. Everything else, mashkin ha-yitzim mehen is a t'chilah z'rishon, with exception of azav, that mashkin ha-yitzim mehen is an av. Afilo oichel ochlen t'meim ha-sheisu mashkin t'meim. A person eats or drinks food that is tamei, he becomes tamei as a sheni midrabonon. Hari ha-mashkin ha-yitzim mehenu k'edim sh'yitbo el-kamei mashkin sh'yigo behen sh'hin t'chilom. So er is a sheni. It's fascinating because the Chachamim said that Mashkin to come in contact with the person who is Tomei become a Rishon. So the Mashkin that leaves him, even though he's a Sheni, the Mashkin becomes a Rishon. V'chein Tvul Yoyim. Person who is Tomei Midai Raisa. Now he goes to Mikveh, he has to wait till Head of Shemesh because if he's Tomei Midai Rabbanan, Tvul Yoyim is not needed. The moment he goes to Mikveh, he's fine. So he's Tomei Midai Raisa. He goes to Mikveh, he's waiting for sundown. Mashkin Yoyitzim Yemenu, Kamashkin Shunin Gebehim, She'enam Atamanechirim Klal. Elam nagma mashke chulanim to hidim. ואם נגע במשקה היא תרומה, הרי אין שלישי. ואם נגע במשקה קדוש, הוא המחוז הכיפורים, הרי הן רבי. פיין. היי, באת ויסבויד. Now we can surmise שאין שלישי שבתרומה ולא רבי שבקדוש מטעמי משקה אחר איכל אחר. Truma comes from the Ratome as a Shlishi or as a Revi. Again, these are only Tumis mid Rabbanan, because mid Raisa, the lowest of fruit can become Tumis a Sheni. So food that it's a Truma that's a Shlishi or Kachem instead of Revi cannot be Metam of food or other drink. That's Truma Kachem. Enter Rochlemish Eim Metam and Kalem. Feel Kadeshi Himalaya Mashkin, Venoga Behem Tvulyim, if a vessel is full of liquid and a Tvulyim comes in contact with it, Imhoya Mashke Cholon Hakel Tahir, because a Tvulyim is considered a Sheni. And a sheni cannot make chulin to be a sheni, so the chulin is fine. Vim ha'imashka truma. If the mashkin is truma, he's a sheni. He touches truma. Ha'mashkin psulim akadere tahira. The mashkin is pasul. The hainu becomes a shlishi, but the shlishi cannot be matama kelim. So the kelim is okay. Vim ha'yod of tameyos. If his hands were tameyos, rei ha'mashke tamei. Because the hands make the mayim matchila. Beimashka truma, beimashka chulin, regardless of whether the contents of the liquid was chulin or kachim. But the kedera itself, the vessel itself is tahir. Because, again, when did the chachamim say mashka can be metame keili? Only if the tumah of that mashka, the makir of that tumah is a deiraisa. But over here, the tumah is from his hands, which is the rabbanon. So that tumah cannot be metame keili. Zechem biyadayim. This is a chumrim when it comes to tumis yadayim that doesn't exist by tvul yoyim. That yadayim matame mashke to make it the rishon l'tume, and a tvul yoyim cannot be matame mashke at all. Fine, it can only be disqualified if it's in regards to truma or kachim. V'chaymi b'tvul yoyim yadayim tumis. It's a chumrim in regards to a tvul yoyim. How so? Svek tvul yoyim peizam misafik. Svek hayadayim tori kemoshi yizboid. This is why Svek Yedayim is Torah, is because any Tumah Midrabanan Svek Yitar. And Tvul Yom could be that it's because of a Tumah Dei Raisa. Oh, because the market of the Tumah is a Dei Raisa, like a Tumah, Svek, because we say Svek Yilachumre. Vav Echa Torah Shiyadav Tameisa, Tvul Yom Shadav Tameis, Harei Zem Atame Mashke Cholin. Vaisa Oysan Chidol Latame Oichon Amashin Kamesh Oviyan. Macha Shamashke Shiyatzim Tvul Yom Kamashin Shigah Behem, being that Mashkin that loses Tvul Yom is like the Mashkin that he touches. Tvoyim shenofel benuke oy mi mei miraglev al kikah shel truma harei ze tohir v'pnei shehim kamashin shiga bahen, and a tvoyim that touches mashkin is tohir. Mele, if he's yidayim atameis and he touches the mashkin, that's a problem. But if it's a tvoyim mashkin yitzmi meno, it's as if the mashkin that he touches, and so what if it's like what he touches is dacha tvoyim, he's tohir. So even if it comes in contact with truma, the truma is okay. Zayin, we mesakim these madregas. We call elu hadvarim sheikdamnu. Novayram atolamid can be misakim as follows. Shadam yia av tume v'yirishon datume midivrei teira. Midai raisa person can always be an av or yirishon. Loyin lo yia adam sheni lo tume elam midivrei sarfim. Can only be a sheni midrabanan. Dahaino boreish of rubam mamshuvim. Or he ate, or he drank food that was tame. V'hu ha'ichal eichon tume m'sheisim ashkan tume. Or he boreish of rubam mamshuvim. Shokalel k'sheni lo tume midivrei. Mechein shar kol hakelim chutz mikliheres. Every kelim with exclusion of the kliheres. Yihu av tume can always be an av tume. Yihu rishin tume midivrei teira. V'lo yihu hakli lo elam shein lo tume elam midivrei safrim. Just like a person, a kelim can never become a shein lo tume. Only midrabanan. Sheim yitami b'mashkin tameim yihu shein midrabanan kemesh yisbar. How can it become tamei zasheini? If mayim, which is tamei midrabanan, touches the kli. Excuse me, if mayim that is tummy touches this kli, it can be matam of the kli. Kvar biyanu, she kli cheres liyav tum liyoylam lebi divitere vlemi divisafrim. A kli cheres can be a rishon. Kli cheres can never be an av. A vi a rishon atum mi divitere v'sheni mi divreim im nitrum ba mashkin kishara kelim. V'lo yia ha'adam v'lo yia kelim shlishi v'lo yirevi lemi divitere vlemi divisafrim. So people in kelim can never become a shlishi or a vi. That's only in regards to truman kachrim. So far is in regards to human beings and kelim. What about food and drink? Food can never be an av. If someone touches mechatos not for the purpose of being maza, it's matamahim. Veruki shozav v'mimiraglov v'yiyu rishon atuma midivrei teira. Mashkin can also be a rishon. gegen shnoga bat matas tuma is vechin im nogo hamashkin bevlad tuma. So to mashkin touches a rishin, we know them in kelim whether that rishin is a person or a keli nitmo medivrei teira, but in kirishin la tuma latame echinem medivreihem. So behetzim the rasheni, but the chachamim said mashkin nasan tchila, so mashkin always become a rishin. Vechin im nogo besheni, so to if mashkin didn't just touch a rishin, it touched the sheni. Bein badam im bekelim, bein baachlin, nasu rishin latame echinem medivrei safrin kemesho biyarnu. Viu hamashkin shlishi urevi medivreihem. Kaitzad im nogo tvoyim bemashka trume, if tvoyim touches mashkin trume aso shlishi. If not, mashkin kedush as a revi. If that mashkin touches kachim, it makes a revi. Ein atemaitze mashkin shniyas liyolam. Kum teisas vas. Mashkin can never be a sheni, because mashkin we say loyolam nasan tchila, always become a rishon. V'loy mashkin sheni tchila. Chutz me mashkin tvo yoyim mechus kipurim bakedush kemesh beyanu. Shum pasul min devreim ve'einam etame. Fine. With that in mind, we can now begin the next perek. Perek yud aleph. The Rambam is mevay different dargas of tumen cholin. In Truma and in Kedush. Halacha Aleph. Kol Makim. Shnema Ba'ichim Pasol. What's the difference between Pasol and Tami? Whenever it says Pasol, Hushi Ha'ichel Atmi Tami. V'lei Tami Ichel Achid. So it's Makabal the Tumi, but it can't be Matami. It doesn't transfer the Tumi. It itself is Tami, but in regards to being giving the Tumi to other people, it can't. Elam Nog Ba'ichel Achid Hirei Hiltohi. Harishon shebecholin tamei metamei. Something's harishon, it's tamei. It can be metamei food to be a sheni. Hasheni, pasul v'lei metamei. Sheni for cholin is essentially tamei. It's pasul, but it cannot be metamei other things because sheni cannot make another sheni becholin. Ve'en sheni oisah shlishu becholin. U'minayin lo'ichol sheni shul pasul becholin. How do we know that bechlav the concept of a sheni by cholin exists? Shenema v'chol kli cheres asher yipul mehem el toichoi. Yitma to be metame achivim. Whatever is inside the kli is a tamei. Is that the kli is tamei? It makes whatever the food is inside it also tamei. That food is yitma. It's metame other food as well. Nimtza hasheretz av uchli cheres shenafel sheretz lavir edushin va'oichel shebekli sheni varihu emir yitma. B'chein sheres shenafel avre tanur hapashniya shatanur edushin. This is how we know that chulin can become a sheni. Again, you have the av, the tumah, the keli is a rishon, the food inside becomes a sheni. Yimul harishon v'asheni shebetrumah, tmeim u'metamin, not just contract tumah, they can impart tumah as well. Hashlishi, when it comes to shlishi, pasul v'le'metamin, it can contract tumah on the darga of trumah, but that trumah cannot further the tumah to another piece of trumah. Ve'en shlishi eis revi betrumah. How do we know that the concept of Tumah exists further down the line to be even as a Shlishi in regards to Tumah Shnemar? Because he cannot come in contact, he cannot consume Tumah until head of Shemesh. And a Tumah is Doch Hasheni. Come taste as well, Salamat, Hasheni is a Shishi Betrumah. In terms of kachim, we go even a lower level. We extend the tumah even more. That if a shlishi in terms of kachim is not just pasul, it's matame. It can further the tumah even to a fourth level. That's it. That's the end of the line. There's a tumah chatos, which is ein soif. There's no ein moin lechatos. That's a different sugi. In terms of kachim, that's it. No more. How do we know that truma can be metama kachim to be a revi? That if kachim touches anything that's tami, we know that chain is a tami. If it comes in contact with a sheni, medafas berenin. How do we know that it's on the fourth level, away from the truma? It's a revi. That it's inherently disqualified. What's the kalvachomer? Machusikipurim, somebody who has to bring the carbon to finish the tara process. Metzora, for example, he's allowed to eat truma. The haino, he went to mikveh. He has everything that he needs. The only thing he's missing is pasha the havas hakarbanis. He can eat truma. Also, bakedish, we can eat kachem and chavi kaparasi. Hashlishi, so a shlishi should possible truma. A shishi that is disqualified to be on the level of a trume, the hino trume is on the level of shlishi, is disqualified. Ainu din shasir viva kedush, aval chamishi tohi. The kum tohi is that the shlishi is a viva kachim is midin kavachoyme. But the shlishi, sheni yisa shlishi betruma, is a din kilo of exeris akasav, of a pasuk. Halacha hei, b'sar taiva, basar cholin, that's not a kashim, afa pisha hu tahir, gazra Allah shiya kishlishi latruma. They made exeris, chacham, made exeris, should always be considered a shlishi. Matamis akadosh, veina pesas atruma. Vira lish le gazra olav elakadesh lo yarvo ho'am oisoy imisar akadosh. People should mix the shtick flesh of cholon with kachim. Fi yavoy litis felishkik bay vidam shabas az achayv hu kadosh v'ichlan abatum. Vav. Chiburi achlin al yedei mashkin. You have two chatiches of food that are not connected, but there is a cup of water that spilled and that puddle is surrounding these two chatiches. Rehim chibur letami tumas achlin. They are considered chibur in terms of tumas achlin. The haino, they are mitztarif to make the shir of a beya, to impart a tumor further down the line, because tumor can only be matam if it's a shir of a beya. So if this puddle of water is connecting two chatichos that can be mitztarif to the shir of a beya, that's okay. Aber v'hadav esafik imen chashuvin keguf echad limnis behem rishin v'sheni v'shlishi. Oy yichayshin zeh ha'echal shenaga bei hatumah. The question is, what is the status of food that it touches? Do we consider it one level up or one level down? Fine. Zain, Hashem shabacholin pesel achvit truma. Hashem shabacholin can pasel food that is a truma for isayis and shlishi. For mnarke b'mashke cholin, and if it comes in contact with mashke cholin timon, it makes him tummy, it makes him a rishon, just like mashke that touched a sheni. Vein tzaruch loymar im noga b'mashke truma b'mashke kedushu matama hakel. That if the shlishi came in contact with the im noga b'mashke, if the shlishi came in contact with mashkin of truma, mashkin of kedushu, it's also matama the mashkin. Ches. Hashlishi sheba truma shenaga b'ochli kedush psalim. If a shlishi touches a revi, it makes a revi possible. V'nasu revi. If him nargah b'mashke ha'kedush timon. V'nasu tchila. And if this revi then comes in contact with liquid, it makes it a rishon. Avol nargah shlishi shebetruma b'mashke truma. If however a shlishi touches mashkin shlishi, harei hu tahir. Because each shlishi is a shlishi. Shlishi can make a revi. V'chein revi shebekedush nargah b'mashke kedush, harei hu tahir. Tes. Chulin shenasu taras truma. Chulin that is prepared on the same tahara principle as if someone were to eat truma. Hashlishi shabahen pasuk truma. Then just like we say truma is pasul as a shlishi, chulin is also pasul as a shlishi, even though be'etzem there's nothing wrong to eat chulin that is tami. But because he's eating in the same darga kedusha of truma, then we say that just like truma is pasul as a shlishi, so too this type of chulin is also pasul as a shlishi. V'imnogav ha'kedesh, eino yisei ravi. But if it comes in contact with kashrim, it doesn't make it a revi, because again, it's chulin. V'afilo mashke kodesh eini paisel. M'chulin shenas lo taras ha-kodesh. Ha-shlishi shabahen torek ha-chulin. If chulin is made on the same level of tahara that somebody would eat kashrim, so lama zalim, you had a piece of truma that's a shlishi that came in contact with chulin, shenas lo taras ha-kodesh, that piece of chulin is not a revi. It's tahir. One who eats this kachim that's a revi, also loy lechel es hakedush, umut loy diga b'kedush. You shouldn't eat it, because whoever eats eichel tame, he's forbidden to eat food that is on the darga of that kedusha. Person who eats a revi b'kedush shouldn't eat kachim, or person who eats shlishi b'trume shouldn't eat truma, but he's allowed to come in contact with it. Veini paisloy. Mela, if he eats a rishon or a sheni, he becomes tame. If he eats a rishon, excuse me, he becomes tame. But if he eats a shlishi or a vi, mela, he shouldn't eat anything further. That's kachrim. But if he touches something, it's not matame it as a shlishi or as a vi. Afilo tafshu shenasar behektish ve'im bekezais bechlei chilis pras. That is a loya yochil berevi shokedish el b'chamisha shoter kemeshu v'yarmi. Even if it's like a din of taruvis, less than a kezais bechlei chilis pras from to a chalant. A person who ate a revi shol kodesh, he ate this a different chaticha that was came in contact with the shlishi of truma, shouldn't eat this taruvus, even though there's less than a kedais bechleichus pras. There's no mamashus. Only a person who's a bechal toy can eat that taruvus. לדעף, איך השלישי שבתרומה עצמו, איש החול נשנה עשה תרס את התרומה, הרי זה עושה לך עושה תרומה עד שיתפה, אישור ניתרומה תלגוס את המקווה, ומות הליגה בתרומה וראי תהירה, מאכיל עושה מיילה, בנגיל הוא עושה מיילה, באמת, הם אמורים בתרומה עצמו, אבל תו של שנסער בתרומה, if however, a person ate השלישי בתרומה, and now there is a shtick tuma that fell into tafshel, it's mixed in. Im ein shom kezayis vechleich yilas pras. If the minimum shi isn't there, there is a mutter lechem aise tafshel kedech shom mutter liga betruma. Then unlike kachin, there's a kula by truma. The person needs a shlishi betruma. And then there's a piece of truma that's mixed into a tafshel, and there's less than a kezayis vechleich yilas pras. We tell mechatchil you can eat the whole taruvus. That's okay. When it comes to kachim, aber the person needs a reviva kedush. And then a piece of kachrim comes into taruvis, even if there's less than a kezayis vechleich yilas pras, we tell that person not to eat the taruvis. It says, "Eichel shlishi shebatruma, ishul chul nishnas l'tasa truma." Afal pishu toyel negiyas truma, even though if he were to come in physical contact with truma, it's toyed. Hariu kesheinu l'inin kedush. She tasa truma, truma he eats l'kedush. Afal eichel shlishi shebachul nishnas l'tasa kedush. Person eats chulin that came in contact with a sheni, and that chulin is prepared on the same level as truma. Harihu toy. She'en l'cha she'es reviva kedush l'kedush mekudush bulvad. Oh, so meila if he eats a shlishu betruma, then we say he cannot come in contact with kachim, because it's kedush mekudush. Be'etzem it's a chesed dekdush, at least midrabanan. But the sheni, but chulin shnasol ta'as atruma, the chulin is never kedush. So even though it is dochtami midrabanan because he ate a shlishu betruma, he can't come in contact with kachim. Fine. Whenever Kedush is mentioned in regards to Eichon Vemashkin, who Kotche Mikdash Hamukuloshim? It means a flesh. You can start Kotche Kotchim, start Kotchim Kalim, Bechal Seder, Kikinoz, Shinishchat Alein Hazevach, Vamanach Shekotche Bekli, Ushtay Lechem Lechem Apanem Shekonu Betanu. Avachal Seder, Kikinoz, Shinishchat Alein Hazevach, Vamanach Shelek Kotche Bekli, Einan Lake Kedush, Lake Chulin, Ela Ketruma. Yedal hachal vebikurim vitashlumei truma v'chumsha. A person ate truma b'shoigeg, he has to pay keren v'choymish. Harihen ketruma, they also take in the status of truma. Hatevel v'hamadume, which is a taruvis of chulin and truma. V'gidulei truma v'maisa sheini v'isa hatavula l'chala, dough which you have not separated the chala from, harihen kecholim. V'harishen tami bohen, v'hasheni pasol, v'ein bohen shlishi. Even though Be'etzim inside you have a chesed gedusha, but it's not defined. Design called over shavadoi metamis lechulin min atayro gozra osfeki bechulin hatavulun nechalo shetayase oisa ha'isa betayro. Whenever we say that if something comes in contact with tumah, he becomes tummy, and if you have a dough which you have not yet separated chal from, and it came in contact with that same item, you just continue to make that dough in a state of taharo. מפרישים ממנו חלו וחלוס התלויו, לא ינחלס ולא ינסרפס.